We're really grateful because in April we're expecting a baby boy.
Well, if you would, that is certainly exciting, praiseworthy news and something to be grateful for and to thank God for. But can you tell us a little bit of what you've seen God do through your journey up to this point through that?
So back in March, we experienced a pregnancy loss, and that was really hard. But we figured out really early on that in order to have, you know, the hope and the peace that we were looking for through that, we kind of had to shift our perspective and the way we looked at that situation. That baby got to go straight into the arms of Jesus, and I think that's really, really cool. And he never had to experience a day of pain or sorrow on this earth, and he's in the safest place he ever could be. So even though that was really hard, knowing that he's safe and he's protected and he's in a better place gave us a lot of hope. And it was, even having that perspective, it was still really hard, and I was still really upset, and I didn't understand why the things that were happening were happening, and it didn't make any sense to me at all. But little did I know, in the background, the Lord was working and preparing us and strengthening us, and preparing a blessing for us down the road that we just couldn't see at the time. And I wouldn't change anything we went through, because I think we're much stronger now and in our faith and in our marriage. And
Well, Sean, do you have anything you'd like to add about how God, how you saw God work in that?
No, the journey we went through was tough, and just experiencing loss of our first child was definitely difficult and kind of eye-opening. And just seeing how Jules went through it, and then just kind of realizing how I went through it, we couldn't have done it on our own. And just the grace of God and just keeping our eye on him really pulled us through to see the bigger picture of, like, this was planned way before us. And like Jules said, like, that baby is in heaven, did not have to experience the hardships of this world. And at first it was sad tears, but at the end it was joyful tears to, we have a kid in heaven, and now we have another kid coming before us. And it's just an amazing gift. And we're so happy and excited for him to be here.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. And I have had actually the wonderful privilege of really getting to know Sean and Jules. I started meeting with Sean one-on-one, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, before I think he'd ever even met Jules, and watched him growing in his walk with Christ through some really difficult trials and some really hard things that God called him to do in relationships in his family and beyond. And then when he met her and they came together, had the privilege of starting to meet with them together for premarital counseling, had the blessing of officiating their wedding, and even meet with them still. And I remember the day that the first baby, that you found out about it, and we were supposed to meet. It was a Friday, and they were running like 30 minutes late, and I was ready to go home. And so I texted them. I said, "Hey, are y'all still coming?" And Jules was like, "Yeah, we're almost there." And they come in, and Jules is just like so beaming excited. And they actually didn't want to meet. They just wanted to tell me how excited they were. And then the next time we met, which was just a few weeks later, they shared with me the news of her miscarriage. And I was blown away in that second meeting by how maturely they were already beginning to handle that. I mean, you could see the pain, you could see the hurt. The tears were very evident, but they were already letting God shape their view of this trial and working. And so now, I don't know how many months that is now, 6, 7, 8 months later with this news, it's just tremendous to see the gift and the redemption and the grace of God at work in young people. And so let's thank him for that. Heavenly Father, I do praise you for the way you redeem everything in Christ. I thank you for this miracle of life that you are giving Sean and Jules. I thank you for the blessing of the first child and the fact that he is in the arms of Jesus and never experienced a single second in this fallen world. And I thank you the way you have shaped their hearts to turn all of that over to you, to try through the power of your Holy Spirit and by the power of your truth to look at that from your perspective, to have a godly view of the trials of this world. So I pray your hand of protection over this baby and this pregnancy and Sean and Jules as it goes through. And I pray that in April, when he is born, Lord, that we can just celebrate your goodness in another way. And Lord, we thank you and praise you in the name of Christ. Amen.